Blog Talk Radio.
Look, folks, I think most of you know that I started doing this on radio. I am particularly in the first half of the program. I very rarely swear, and I do not encourage swearing because I think it's rude in certain circumstances. Sometimes you can swear, I don't know. But my point is, if you're listening at work, this next clip, there's a lot of swearing, but it is the most appropriate, I think, response that people have. Of course, the Yankees lost to the Astros in the playoffs. Astros going on to play the Phillies in the World Series. I'm a Red Sox fan, so, you know, screw the Yankees. But I have to say, I don't know that I've ever felt more sympathetic and simpatico with the Yankees fans than I did after watching this video of Ted Cruz watching the game, leaving the Yankee Stadium.
Leaving in the sixth inning, by the way, is my understanding.
With a game that was like within one run.
Yeah, and for his beloved Astros to punch their ticket to go to the World Series. He left in the sixth inning.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, what a phony you are, dude. But anyway.
All right. So listen to how he is sent off from Yankee Stadium by some local fans. Oof.
Oh my God. I like New York. I love New York.
I got to say, like I say, you know, there's not a lot of times where I can talk about Yankee fans in an appreciative manner, but this is one of them. I'd give every one of those guys
Buy him a beer.
Game balls.
Look at this still image of that someone got from the other side. So I don't know if these are the same guys heckling him, but they circled all of the middle fingers that you could see.
This is from Davram Seifler from The Good Liars.
Right.
He pointed this out.
Very good point. Davram writes, Ted Cruz was insulted many times at Yankee Stadium, so there'll be lots of people he'll now want to endorse the president.
And just at least four middle fingers in that frame.
Oh, I like this guy, too. He's right next to him. That's awesome.
In his face,
oh,
yeah.
Guys, that is awesome.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yep, that was great.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. So we had a show planned. I guess we were going to try to do something here. The reason why I decided to pop up on the show tonight was because there was a lot going on in politics, actually. I think that the closer we get to the midterm elections, the more that the Republican Party is becoming more crazy and more stupid. I mean, I cannot stand these fucking Republicans anymore. I really can't stand them. I think they're really fucking that dumb. It's getting worse. It really is. And the part that scares me is that it's going to get even worse before we get to the midterms. Donald Trump doing what he's doing, Dr. Oz, which actually kind of threw me a loop here for a minute, because number one, Dr. Oz, I don't know if anybody really liked Dr. Oz, if you liked when he was a doctor. If you watched his TV show, Dr. Oz show, but I got to be honest with you, Dr. Oz should just be a fucking a doctor and not a politician. Seriously, the problem I have here is he made a point the other day that he believes that women should have. That women should have a right to pro-choice or whatever. But he was saying it should be up to the states, the women, and the doctors, not about federal government like Lindsey Graham wants and all those other idiots. But the problem here is that he wants so much to, talk about this type of pro-choice type thing. But the problem is that Dr. Oz, I don't even trust this guy. I truly do not trust him. And then everybody in MAGA world had to come out and make fun of his opponent when the man had a stroke and they were out there making fun of him, not being able to rebuttal on the debate fast enough and so forth. But the man had a stroke. And so when it comes to the Republican Party, especially the mega idiots, they go out and they make fun of people like this, like Fetterman and so forth, because, he had a stroke. And then they start telling, these bullshit ideas that the man is just a fucking mumbling and shit like Joe Biden. But by the way, President Joe Biden has a speech impediment. So you cannot ridicule Joe Biden for being the way he is because he has a speech impediment. But look at you got to understand who we're looking at here. The mega idiots who made fun of people who have disabilities anyway. Look what Donald Trump did when he made fun of the reporter who had cerebral palsy, and he made fun of him, right? I mean, obviously, they don't give a shit about people with disabilities. Obviously, the Republicans and MAGA don't give a shit about our veterans or diabetics because they voted no to increase pay and medical coverage for veterans. They voted no for $35 insulin for diabetics that would have saved lots of lives and would have given diabetics a chance to say, can choose medications now, and I can feed my family. But now they have no choice, thanks to the Republican Party. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene was out on the trail here, and we actually got a little piece of her speaking. And here is this ain't Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm sorry, this ain't Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought it was. This is actually one of Paula's favorite people, as a matter of fact. She probably doesn't show up a lot at any kind of debates and so forth. Here is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is like a 1 second piece clip of her talking at an event today. Here's what she said.
Yeah.
That was her speaking. I cannot believe that she was actually trying to speak there. But that was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm a Trump supporter. Oh my God. Oh my God, fucking idiots. All right. So I got Paula. Paula is actually with me. I got her. She is here. The one, the only, the one and only, Miss Paula Alexander. Bring her in, baby.
Break me down. You got a lovely face. We're going to your place. And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud.
Oh, yes, Miss Paula Alexander. What's up, girl? How you doing tonight?
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I'm good. I'm a little tired. I'm a clothes hoarder and a shoe hoarder and a boot hoarder and a purse hoarder and a jewelry hoarder. And every 6 months, I have to rearrange my closet and put things to the back. Yeah, I have to pack away the summer shoes, put the summer clothes to the ends of the closet where they're not reachable, and put the winter clothes in the middle where I can reach them. So I've done some of that today. So I'm a little tired, but
I'm sure you are.
But I'm awake.
Oh, wow.
I'm awake and, yeah, there's been a lot going on lately. Was that an actual recording of Sarah?
No, it wasn't.
I wasn't.
But it sounds like her.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't stand that woman. Do you know?
Oh my God, me neither.
There's an issue on this during this election, issue 2 here in Arkansas, which gives like the Republican Party doesn't control Arkansas enough already. It gives the government, the Arkansas government, meaning Republicans, because it's ran by Republicans, more control about what can be said and done, like in the schools, what you can say online. She wants to be the female Ron DeSantis, is what she wants to be.
Ah.
And that bill, yeah, bill is on the ballot, and so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they can have, so they can call, I think it's, the, I think, where they can call in session, anytime they want, and. And vote on issues that affect the Arkansas people, like speech, like gun control, like the schools, like CRT,
yeah.
Like all that kind of stuff. The same the LGBTQ community, you know. Stuff dealing with them, and so they can even put even more control on the Arkansas people than we already have. And it's already, she wants to be the Ron DeSantis of Arkansas. So the female Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, and that's scary. It really is scary. I mean, these Republicans that are running, they kind of scare me a little bit because. You know, they just so many of them embrace Donald Trump. That's what scares me.
Right. Exactly. Well, I mean, even on her website, you know, she worked for him. She was his press secretary for, 2 years? Even on her website, she makes sure that everybody knows that she's endorsed by Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
Endorsed by Donald Trump. Oh yeah. Like that's, I mean, like it's something to brag about. I mean.
And it ain't like we did not know that, you know, Donald Trump would endorse her. I mean, hell, she was his press secretary, you know,
right.
Obviously she
right.
was.
Right.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. Really, it is.
She's such a god-awful person. And she comes from, this is the thing, she's an elite, entitled is the word I want to use, entitled little rich girl with a famous Arkansas name, Huckabee. You know, her dad was the governor here, and I think he served in the Senate too, and he's run for president.
Oh yeah.
And her the thing is, there are pictures of her out there which are incredible, and we make sure people, not just me but other people, we will go and post on her timeline, on her post, you know, showing pictures of her with Enrique Terrio, the proud leader of the Proud Boys, that's in jail right now. There's another picture of her with Josh Duggar. You know, the Duggar family, 19 kids in jail.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they live here in Arkansas. They live here in Arkansas.
Okay.
Josh Duggar is also in jail for being a pedophile. Or brother.
Oh,
not
God.
But the Huckabees are family friends with the Duggars. So there's a picture out there with her and Josh Duggar. So we make sure we post these pictures with militia groups and pedophiles and we make sure that everybody knows who she is and who she hangs out with and who supports her, you know. But these people here, these dumbass people here in Arkansas, there are going to be Republicans that supported her dad and supported her when she was White House press secretary. And they will vote for her anyway.
Oh, yeah, they will. Dumbass Arkansas Republicans.
Yes. We are, what's the terminology you want to use? Arkansas is the number one state in the country for voter apathy.
Hillbillies. Oh.
voter. Well, that too. Voter apathy. In other words, Arkansas are the least of any state in the country. And, you know, it's really sad that people here don't take more interest in their politics, because if they did, they would realize how horribly they're being treated. We're also the 45th or 46th or 47th worst state in the country for poverty. We are the 45th worst state. We're the 45th worst state in the country for education, people being educated, kids getting educated. We are number one, top state in the country, pregnancy. And yet they outlawed abortion. It's bad here. Are you there? Hello? I lost you. Okay, I'm going to keep talking. We have obviously lost Jerry. So, anyway, we are just, I live in Arkansas. It's horrible here. The thought of Sarah Huckabee, I call her Sarah Huckabee slanderous. It literally mortifies me to think that she might be my governor. So I went and voted on Monday. I went and voted on Monday, and I voted for her Democratic opponent, Chris Jones. Because he's a good man. He's a minister. He's a MIT physicist and a NASA scientist. He's actually worked at NASA on rockets. So, and on top of that, he's worked at nonprofit charities. He's also a lifelong Arkansan. His wife is an Air Force veteran, and he has two daughters. He's a very kind, wonderful man. And when they had their debate last Friday, first of all, she lied. She said she'd been through every county in the state. And what she said was, I have been to more counties in the state than both of my opponents combined.
All right, you there?
They got a picture. Yeah, I'm here. What happened?
Sorry about that. My phone rebooted. It kicked off, and I had to reboot it. So, anywho.
Well, I've been talking up a story.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a question for you. What about, did you see that thing that happened? I played it, but did you see what happened with Ted Cruz?
Yes.
That was funny.
It's funnier and shit. And, you know, he's been a congressman from Texas for years. And why they keep voting for him is really a mystery. And I just saw an interview, an excerpt from an interview he did. And he's not the only one doing this. Talking about dismantling the DOJ, impeaching Fauci and Dr. Fauci and Merrick Garland. The other one that's doing that is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She makes me sick. But anyway, I mean, she's just done this in the past day or so on a video, on an interview with Steve Bannon, and put it on Facebook and Twitter. Big capital letters. Impeach Biden. But anyway, Ted is doing this also. Ted is also doing this. Now, this is the problem with these people. Okay? If you look up the definition of impeach, you can only impeach a president if they've done something criminal. It's like a
really? I didn't know that.
Somebody say, yeah, it has to be criminal. It can't be willy-nilly just because you don't like them and you want somebody else in office. No, you cannot impeach a president just because you don't like them. It doesn't work that way. There has to be criminality involved, like with Richard Nixon when they were in the impeachment process. Yeah. And he resigned, which ended the impeachment hearings. Like with Trump, who people go, well, he wasn't impeached. Yes, he was. They had two impeachment hearings, was impeached. He was not removed because the Senate would not vote to remove him. That is the only reason he was not removed. But the official word impeached, yes, he was formally impeached.
Like Bill Clinton, same example.
Right, that too. Nixon, Bill Clinton, yes. Nixon resigned for the hearings before he could be impeached, and Clinton was impeached but not removed because the Senate would not vote to remove Clinton. And all Clinton did was be a naughty boy and get a blowjob in the Oval Office. On the other hand, there is Trump, who the Mueller report proved that there was collusion with Russia, our enemy, and I believe China, plus the fact that he tried to influence Zelensky, who is now fighting for his country with Russia. He tried to influence Zelensky to give him false information about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. That is all against the law. That is all criminal.
Yeah.
They had a right. They had a right to impeach Trump. Perform criminal acts. Joe Biden has not done anything criminal. His son may have, but he hasn't.
No. Right. You can't, and that's the thing about it. You just can't. They always try to tie Joe Biden into everything. You know, and that's what. I mean, I have seen some stupid shit by the Republican Party just recently. You know, all these people are saying the problem we're having, this inflation in America, you know, it's Joe Biden's fault. Look what he's done. He cut all of Trump's programs. That's why we have an inflation. That is absolutely false.
It is totally and completely false. It is completely false. In fact, there's only a couple of things that are changed you know, they bring up the border. Well, the border was safer when Trump was in office. Do you know that Joe Biden has almost, he can't change it. It's like a law or something. He cannot change. What's going on at the border is almost the same exact thing that Trump had, except for two differences. One is Biden isn't separating children from their parents.
No.
Trump did that. That's cruel.
Oh, yeah.
It's cruel and inhumane. And the other thing is that, I'm going to exaggerate here, but Trump, how many hundreds of times did Trump announce that we were going to build the wall and going to Mexico to pay for it and get Mexico to pay for it?
Yep.
Well, guess what? He failed. He did not get Mexico to pay for it. But you know who did? Joe Biden.
Who's that? Yeah, baby.
Joe Biden. Okay, so I don't know. I think they're building more wall, but it would be a better wall. But the other thing that they're doing is they're putting more border control on the job, and they're also putting up electronic sensors, where motion sensors along the border where people cross illegally, like the ones that cross across the Rio Grande and sneak in the back door, not the ones that go to the border, because they go, when they cross at the border, the actual border, at the bridge, they have to come face-to-face with the Border Patrol and tell them why they're here. But those people that sneak across the Rio Grande River into people's backyards in Brownsville, they're putting up electronic motion sensors to detect people that are crossing illegally. So, actually, Biden has the same border plan that Trump had, but made it more civil and better. So I get so sick of seeing these Republicans like Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn and Jim Jordan, all, you know, so many of them saying, you know, all these illegals are crossing at the border and it's all Biden's fault. You know, and I sit here and roll my eyes and go, yeah, he's leaving the White House and he's going down there and he's going into Mexico and he's being the mule and he's making them cross. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that's the thing. But I just say that, but I cannot believe that these people honestly think that Joe Biden is the one who is destroyed. And then the other thing that they're talking about that pisses me off is when they say that Ukraine is Joe Biden's war and that he's going to put us into a nuclear war soon. That's what they keep talking about all the time.
Say it again.
They say that Joe Biden, that the Ukraine and Russia war is Joe Biden's fault, and that this is Joe Biden's war, and that he's going to put us in a nuclear war soon.
Right. I got that from a troll today earlier. And
you get that too now?
Oh, yeah. I got it from a troll. And, you know, the thing is with me, I'm older than you. You know, I was a little girl in grade school when the real nuclear threat happened from Russia. And when John Kennedy was in office. And we would have, you know how they have to do, in schools now, they have to do shooting drills where the kids learn what to do in case there's a live shooting going on in their school. Well, I had to do that hearing the nuclear threat from Russia when I was a child, when I was a little girl. We were taken to our cafeteria and had to hunker down by a cement wall and hide under a desk.
Oh, man.
They put these tables up against the wall, and we would have to hide under the desk. Like that's going to stop stuff from a nuclear bomb. But, yeah, that's what we had to do. So when I see somebody in their fake outrage over, Biden's going to cause a nuclear war, you know, I just laugh and laugh and laugh. You have no fucking clue what you're talking about. No, Biden didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's
what.
No. No, he didn't. And if Donald Trump was in office, I just wanted to set that straight, too. This shit would have still went on. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Putin didn't attack Ukraine when Donald Trump was in office because trolling fucking Donald Trump, which he had control of the United States. So he didn't have to worry about that. But now that we're not taking his shit, that's why Vladimir Putin's doing what he's doing. He's pissed.
Right. 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 Thank God that he didn't do it while Trump was in office. Because even though many people have been killed, both Ukrainian and Russian, it would have been so much worse had it happened while Trump was in office. Trump would have handed Ukraine, he would not have sent aid, he would not have sent money. He would have handed Ukraine to Vladimir Putin on a silver platter.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Okay. He would have handed Ukraine to Vladimir Putin, to Russia, on a silver platter. And I don't know if you know this or not, but did you know that they are forcing young men? They have lost so many military members, Russia has, that they are actually grabbing young men off the streets, houses.
Oh, shit, really?
Yes, and forcing them into the military. So a lot of young men and their families, even their families, have started leaving the country. Because
oh, my God.
Even though, you know, it shows, we don't hear much about it, but I have a feeling there's a lot more backlash coming from Russian citizens than what we're hearing about, because Russia doesn't want us to hear it.
No.
You know, they don't want the world to know that they're losing because they're having to force young men into military service.
Did you send me? You sent me multiple things just recently today. So what was going on with that woman? What's her name? Oh, hell.
Lara
the,
Logan.
Yeah, that dumb bitch.
Yeah, Lara Logan. Okay. Lara Logan used to be, I think it was on, is it NBC? I think it's NBC.
Was it NBC or Fox?
NBC, I think. And
okay.
Once Upon a Time. Yeah. I don't think she said this on air while she was at NBC, but the woman is a lunatic. She got banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, banned from Instagram. I don't know who, she may have been banned from TikTok. She may have been banned from TikTok. Because she is saying shit like Ron Philipkowski, I can't say his name, it's so long.
So
shared the video. Bill Lepkowski. That's it, Bill Lepkowski. Showed a video of Bill Lepkowski. He used to work for Ron DeSantis, by the way, and resigned.
I did not know that.
He still lives in Florida. He turned in his Republican card because of Trump. Like you did.
So he branched out, too.
Yes. He switched parties.
Okay.
Because of Trump. Anyway, this woman, Lara Logan, this is how insane the maggot idiots are. She is saying that Democrats are Satanists and that we are kidnapping children so we can drink their blood so we older people can stay young. Let that sink in. Did I lose you again? I think I lost him again. So let me go on.
Hey, give me just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Paul, let's take a break for a minute. I have to chase a bone real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Now, boys, don't get into any trouble while Mommy and Daddy are gone. And don't make a mess.
Do you like parties?
Yeah.
We should invite all of our friends and have soda and pie.
Yeah.
I sure hope no bad people show up.
You missed two classes.
We are back. Sorry, everybody. I had to chase a dog. I was coming into my house, open the front door, and my dog runs off. So she ran down the road. I had to get my wife to yell for her to get her to come back because she listens to Jen. So that's what happened. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that, Paula. I had to grab her because she will run for a very long time. So I have to grab her before she gets too far.
Am I back on?
Yeah.
Did you unmute me? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you got her. I'm glad you got her.
I know, because she runs off, man. And she's a German Shepherd, so somebody will swipe her up.
I see. I'm on a local Facebook page for my town, and people are always reporting dogs that are loose in their yards, on their street, that are loose. I helped somebody find theirs the other day, not physically, but one person said, showed a picture of a Chihuahua and said she'd run off. And then another person separately said, I found this dog, and it was the same dog. And so I went and hooked him up. I went, see the other post about somebody else has found your dog. In the Walmart parking lot, of all things.
Walmart.
Yeah, so we have dogs here getting loose all the time, and people get so upset, or they just find dogs that people have dumped. You know, and it's ridiculous because, as Bob Barker used to say, have your pet spayed or neutered.
Spayed or neutered, yes. That's important. That's very important to do.
It is, yes. Are your girls spayed?
Nala's not spaded yet. She just turned 7 months, so we're getting ready to do that.
Oh,
and
okay.
Foxy was, she was when we got her from the pound. So when we bought Foxy from the pound, we only paid like $130 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was $130 to adopt Foxy from the pound. And they paid for all of her vaccines. They went ahead and spaded her, and they chipped her with a chip, and did all that stuff for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
$130.
You got a chip. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nala is actually Sarah's dog, the girl, Jen's niece.
Right.
But we take care of her. We're the ones that take care of her. We feed her. We take care of her. And her, you know, so she's like, Sarah's never home. So we pretty much, this dog's pretty much ours, honestly.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, she's really yours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to say she's Sarah's.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and see, Sarah's, but we try to get her to do the, you know, to take her to get her spayed and stuff and that, but I know she ain't going to do it. We're going to end up doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
Because there is no way we're going to have this dog pregnant, for one, and number two, when she starts to menstruate, it's going to be bad, probably.
Right. You're going to need to put a doggy diaper on her.
Yeah, because they menstruate pretty bad when they start doing it.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely going to have to do that. But,
I do it too.
You know. But we love them. We love our doggies.
If you can't afford it, there are organizations out there that will help you pay for it. I had an organization personally pay for Luna getting spayed.
Girls,
hey,
I can hear them.
That's dang, man. They like to play at weird hours of the night. Stop. All right, go ahead, Paula. You interrupted Paula.
I said there are organizations out there. You can Google it. Maybe local within Ohio. There are organizations out there that will help you pay for the operation. Okay?
Yeah, and we did check into those. We checked into those. But apparently it has to be the owner of the dog that has to do it. And Sarah has the papers on her.
Oh, boy.
Which that was in our name, because if it was, we would have already done it and had it finished and finalized and you know what I mean? So
yeah.
When she was 3 months old, we would have had that done.
This sounds like a problem.
It does. It is. And she rubs it in our face too, Paula. She says that, you know, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to take Nala with me, and I'm just going to take her. And that's what she says. Nala is my dog. Remember that. That's what she always says. But she's had her for 7 months and only bought her food twice since she's had her.
Oh, boy.
So if it wasn't for Virginia and I, that dog would have been in some serious problems.
Right. Oh, my.
And honestly, if we get to the point where we have to legally get her, I'm sure we could, and I'm sure anybody, any judge would say, well, you guys have taken care of her more than the owner has.
Right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. That would be your, that sounds like you would be your only, your next step is to actually sue for custody of the dog.
Yeah. And, you know, and she's 23, so we're trying to teach her responsibility. And We're telling her you got to be responsible. You need to start learning to take care of yourself. Because we even are at the point where we're going to let her know that she needs to, like, in a year. So we just started discussing that, like, you know, try and give her just a year to get out, you know, get ready and get out, find her own apartment and get herself together. Because all, you know, as a 23-year-old, all her mind is on is boys. And all she's doing is thinking of boys, want to be over their house, and I want to go see everybody, you know, have fun, sleep with them, whatever.
Party.
Yeah, and party, and doesn't understand that there's things called responsibility.
Right. Doesn't she have
a little
girl?
Yeah, she's got a 3-year-old, and she
takes her everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, and she takes her everywhere. So she goes to a guy's house. She takes her over to the guy's house. So this little girl's seeing multiple different men.
Oh, boy. You got a problem.
I know. It's a big issue.
How does it feel to be a parent?
Honestly, that's what we feel like as parents. Or, you know,
I'm sure. Absolutely. But anyway, let's get back to the subject.
Let's get back to it, because you were talking about, before we had all this weird shit happening, you were talking about, what was her name again? I keep forgetting the bitch's name.
Lara Logan.
Yeah.
Lara Logan. Okay. She's been banned from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, she's been banned. Because she says the most outrageous, outlandish conspiracy theories on the face of the earth. She says that Democrats are Satanists and we're kidnapping children so we can drink their blood to stay young.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is she fucking serious?
Yeah, she is. And there will be idiots out there that believe her. She said this on The War Room, which is Steve Bannon's podcast. Steve Bannon podcast, where you can get away with saying stupid shit. Yeah.
Did she start that last year?
I believe so. I think that's when she first got banned from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, et cetera. I think so. You know, she got the thing is, she said something similar to get banned, but she goes on the Steve Bannon podcast and doubles down on it. Now, this just happened. She didn't learn her lesson. You can't say stupid shit and get away with it. I mean, use some common sense, people.
It says she got banned from Fox as well, Fox News and Newsmax.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, she got banned from them too. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, you know, there will be idiots out there who will believe her. That's kind of
like... Oh, my God.
That's you know, it's the same thing as during the campaign. Who was it? I can't remember who it was. I think it was a guy. But anyway... who said that Hillary Clinton, during the 2016 campaign, Hillary Clinton had a child sex ring in the basement of a pizza parlor. That doesn't have a basement.
Oh, my God. Was that Mayor Giuliani that said it, didn't he?
Might have been.
I think it was Giuliani.
It might have been. Yeah. And I've seen an interview with the owner of the pizza parlor, in his pizza parlor. He did the interview in his restaurant. And he said, you know, people harassed him, threatened him, because they thought he was helping her. You know, and he looked at the camera and goes, and he looks at the camera and says, this restaurant does not have a basement. So how can you have a sex ring in the basement of a pizza parlor if it doesn't have a basement? It's that kind of shit. It's the same kind of bullshit this woman is. Yeah. People actually believe that.
Yeah, it was a shooter that showed up. Remember? The guy showed up with a gun.
He was going to save the children. I don't remember that.
This guy showed up with a gun, and he went there to try to save the children that were, he thought was in a basement, one of these fucked up believers, and he went to that pizza parlor, and they arrested him and shit. That's how this stupid motherfucker did this. I'm going to pull it up real quick. Guy was at pizza parlor. Let's see, thought that children. Oh, yeah. I think this is it right here. Here's the news. I just think I found it here. So this was alleged gunman tells police he wanted to rescue children at DC Pizza Shop after hearing fictitious internet accounts. For 45 minutes, police said Edgar Madison Welch, that's his name, cradling an AR-15 assault weapon, roamed the Comet, that's the name of the pizza parlor, Comet Ping Pong Pizza Restaurant, looking to prove an internet conspiracy theory that the popular D.C. restaurant harbored juvenile sex slaves. The few patrons had fled before Welch shot off the locked to an inside door, sending a bullet into a computer tower. The North Carolina man then turned the gun on an employee who emerged from the back holding a pizza dough. The worker ran out unarmed, with D.C. police amassing outside Sunday afternoon. Welch finally walked out with his hands up, but not before he finished his search. He had come to the rescue of the children. Court papers say he later told police and now was convinced that none was being harmed there.
I mean, what can you say? This is similar to what this woman is saying, is that, you know, we want to drink children's blood. We want to murder children right after they're born. We believe in abortion up until birth and right and after birth. I mean, how stupid, absolutely stupid do you have to be to believe this kind of shit? I mean, all common sense has left the building. I mean, it's...
They want to call anybody a vampire, it's definitely Republicans. Yeah, if anybody's a vampire, it's definitely Republicans.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So this is the ignorant shit. I mean, it's like, oh my God, Democrats are drinking the blood of children. Man, ignorant.
Just ignorant. Oh boy. I'm going to get my AR-15. Here, I got it. I'm going to go save me some kids.
you do it, darling. Go get them. You go save those kids.
I've got my McDonald's vest on with my big old redneck hat. Got my dip and my chaw in my mouth. Here I comes. I'm going to save them.
Did you guys hear about they're already starting to intimidate voters?
Yeah, did you hear about that? Hear about them that the MAGA people are now starting to intimidate voters.
Yeah. Oh,
at drop-off locations.
I've been sharing information about that on Facebook. An organization ran by a woman. I wish I had it at my fingertips. I don't. That basically said on video, she said on a video that they were sending out ballot box drop box watchers. And that's against the law. Voter intimidation, and it's against the law. It's a federal law. It's against the federal law to intimidate anybody who is trying to vote. Okay? It is our right to vote as an American, and nobody has the right to stop that. And that's what these people
are trying
to do.
Why do they need fucking guns, Paula? Why would they need guns if they were trying to monitor voting ballot boxes?
Exactly. Intimidation. It's intimidation. It's intimidation. So anybody, they think there are people that are dropping off multiple ballots into boxes all with the same name on it. I saw one video where a guy stopped off at a drop box and he had two or three ballots envelopes in his hand, okay, to put into the drop box. Okay, so he could be married. He could be married and has his wife's ballot with him. He could have a grown child old enough to vote, taking their ballot with him, or a parent that lives in the household, taking their ballot with him. So there was something actually said about this guy who got out with multiple ballots. See, look, he's voting multiple times just because he had several envelopes in his hand to drop in the drop box. And so this woman in charge of this organization, the DOJ is already on this. They're already on this. She lives in Oklahoma. Even though the drop boxes were in Arizona, and
what the fuck?
Yeah, well, it's she's trying to make this nationwide. You see what I'm saying? You know, because of lying about the election being stolen in 2020, she's trying to make it. Anyway, they have tried to serve her. I don't know if it's happened yet, but as of like 2 days ago, I read where they had tried to serve her twice with a subpoena because it is against the law to do that. And they failed to serve her. So apparently she's in hiding, on the run, avoiding the DOJ, the officers that come to her door.
Too many crickets.
Find her wherever she is. So, well, yeah, people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. So, people out there listening, you maggot idiots out there listening. Not only is it against the law to vote multiple times under your own name, okay, which rarely happens. okay? But it's also against the law to intimidate, federal law, not just a state law or county law. It's a federal, countrywide law that you cannot intimidate someone that's voting. And you can get your ass put in jail for it.
I can understand if they're trying to, like, protect the boxes or whatever, but why do they have to be masked in all military garb?
Jim said that, why do they need to be masked and you know, military garb and all that shit? They can understand, you know, if they want to protect the ballot box, that's understandable. I mean, in a sense, but they don't have to do all that shit.
Right. Well, again, excuse me, it's intimidation. And they're wearing the masks to hide their faces. And not only are they hiding their faces, but they are covering up their license plates. So if they are photographed, their vehicles can't be seen. Now, I don't know if you saw the video. There is a grandma.
Yeah, she's like...
Is it in Arizona?
She's like 70-something years old, Jen said.
She actually stopped at their vehicle, got out, went over, and said, "Hi, how are you?" They had a little American flag over the license plate. She went and pulled it off.
And then they attacked her.
Well, this may be somebody different. Well, yeah, I think they did. I think before that happened, before or after that happened, they had lawn chairs out to sit out there and watch the drop boxes. And she took one of those chairs and sat down in it and said, "Do you mind if I sit here?" And sat down with them.
Yeah, they had, when she went to video the license plate, the owner of the car or whatever had knocked the phone out. And just as she picked it up, that's when the police officers showed up. And then the chief of police came on with the interview that he absolutely condones this from happening, and it is against the law, and he will make sure his officers are out patrolling to make sure that we can get this menace off the streets.
Good. I'll be serious. Because he can get in trouble, too, if he doesn't take care of it. If he's found out that he is not actually doing that and he's allowing it to happen, he can get in trouble, too. I can't emphasize enough that this is a federal law. You cannot do this.
Oh, no.
Without being arrested.
Exactly. So, Paula, what is there other stuff that's been happening in the news lately? The one thing that was funny, I don't know if we brought this up the other night, but I noticed that Bob Woodward actually came out with some he brought out some new evidence, audios, Donald Trump, talking about the classified documents, and even went as far as talking about how many nuclear weapons that China had, talking about their numbers and shit like that. It's crazy. Oh my God, this man, Donald Trump, was out talking about this shit, and so he is saying. So what they're saying is that he is, he's talking about, the information with Bob Woodward that was pertaining to some classified information. So, I mean, obviously he was giving away information pertaining to what he knew about, what he found. And so this is something that's not good for Trump because, as a matter of fact, I think Hang on a second, Paula.
What's also revealing, Anderson, is how Trump seems to need to try to impress Bob Woodward, including at times telling him about classified information.
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing, all right? Especially because they have 1,332 nuclear warheads.
It's funny, the relationships I have, the tougher and meaner they are, the better I get along with them. You'll explain that to me someday, okay? But maybe it's not a bad thing. The easy ones are the ones that maybe don't like as much or don't get along with as much.
Woodward says he was never able to verify the weapons system, Anderson, but he uses it as an example of just how casual, dangerous, cavalier, those are quotes from Woodward, that Trump is about classified information. The audio also has another recurring theme. Trump, over and over and over, tells Woodward just how tough he is.
There's nobody that's tougher than me. Nobody's tougher than me. You ask me about impeachment. I'm under impeachment, and you said, you know, you just act like you just won. Nixon was in a corner with his thumb in his mouth.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton took it very, very hard. I just do things, okay?
It's classic Trump, Anderson. I do what I want to do. Of course, it's also a stark reminder of the Trump presidency, as he is floating that he wants to run again in 2024.
So some of this audio we'd heard in 2020, right, around the publication of Woodward's book, Rage, how much of this is never before heard, not just from Donald Trump, but also from his aides?
Well, there are more than 8 hours, so there's a lot we've never heard before. And there are absolutely new interviews with Trump's then National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, his deputy, Matthew Pottinger. And throughout the recordings, you hear in the background what I would describe as Trump's court. These are advisors, allies, family, people who are in the room. You hear Melania Trump, Senator Lindsey Graham. And the audio also gives an inside glimpse of Trump's inner circle. Like this exchange, this is in 2016 when then-candidate Trump was asked whether he expects government employees to sign non-disclosure agreements, and his son, Don Jr., chimes in.
Corey has one. Hope has one. Did you sign one?
Stephen has one.
Stephen has
Donnie
one.
Has one.
I don't got one. I'm in the middle of the book, baby.
No, I forget. I
Don has two.
He's the one I'm most worried about.
Yeah, I'm not getting next week's paycheck until I sign one.
Do you think these are airtight agreements?
Yeah, totally. I think they're very airtight.
And that
very,
no one could write a
I
book?
I think they're
or...
extremely airtight. I don't like people that take your money and then say bad things about you, okay?
I'm not getting next week's paycheck until I sign one. Anderson, finally, the audiobook ends with Bob Woodward, who does commentary throughout the 8 hours, saying that his past assessments of Trump were not harsh enough. In the epilogue, Woodward says, quote, Trump is an unparalleled danger. The record now shows that Trump has led and continues to lead a seditious conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election, which in effect is an effort to destroy democracy, end quote.
There you go. So that audio, Paula, this shows us that Donald Trump was talking about these classified documents that he was bringing out, and he obviously tells Bob Woodward, you know, the information that he knows about these classified documents. He was giving him the information, basically, of what he has.
I'm here talking back to a guy that the vote read, remove every Democrat. And I was reminding him that red is the color of communism. Because it is. I'm multitasking like you do sometimes. The thing is about Trump with this, with these tapes, you know, there are lawyers, well-known constitutional lawyers, that say he will be indicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to happen here in the next couple months. It's going to happen before December, I believe that. I truly believe it will happen.
God, I hope so. But again, then we have to worry about all his little supporters, you know. Famous
and that's
not
the other
famous
thing.
Politicians.
And I believe that's the other reason why they have not really went about arresting him yet. And because they are checking to see, I think they're gearing up, trying to make sure that they have all their you know, everything's covered every which way, because his mega idiot followers, his cult, are going to rise up, and then they're going to start attacking places. That's what's going to happen.
Right. There has to be a lot of preparation before they indict him, or arrest him for treason or whatever. I don't know what they'll arrest him for. I'm going to call it treason because that's what it is. I think they're having to do a preparation with the military, with the state.
Yeah.
You know, even these red governors like mine, like Ron DeSantis, like Greg Abbott, like all of them, all the KIV, who's in, I think, Alabama. A woman. How can you allow? I mean, how can they not put their National Guard on alert?
Right.
If they're not warned to, because they're about to arrest Donald Trump.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. Because that man should be, I believe he should be in prison. I mean, if it was anybody else out here walking around on this earth, you'd be in prison. If you did that or I did it, we would be in jail right now.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they've already arrested over 900 people for January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Over 900 people. So, you know.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And you know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to get. She's an advocate for those treasonous assholes.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm listening. Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, the prison where the J6 defendants are being jailed, and advocating for these bastards.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, but this shows how treasonous she is. She says that she's one of those people that says the war in Ukraine is Biden's fault, that why, you know, they should just, you know, we should get out of the war with Ukraine. We you know, that's one of the reasons she wants to impeach him. It's for the war in Ukraine, for sending aid, for sending money and weapons to Ukraine. She wants to impeach our president for sending aid to a country that's been attacked.
Oh, my God.
Which is pro-Putin, which is pro-communist, which is pro-fascism, which is everything America is not.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's advocating for impeaching Joe Biden for sending aid to Ukraine. It's unbelievable. She is. I hope she gets arrested. They haven't done it yet.
Me too.
But the thing is that Marjorie Taylor Greene was in the White House in a meeting about how to overturn the election with Trump and his aides and his attorneys before January 6th. And then 3 days after January 6th, she was asking for a pardon. What have you done wrong? What have you done wrong that you need a pardon for?
Yeah, exactly.
If you haven't done anything wrong, you don't ask for a pardon. So, you know, I hope to God they find her wrong too.
Shit, that would be perfect.
Wouldn't it? She is an enemy of the country. She is an enemy. I mean, think about it. This congresswoman, this representative for her district in Georgia, is a treasonous snake.
Oh, yeah.
Why she's in office, you know, they're saying her district is all backwoods hillbillies, small town backwoods hillbillies, like they are here. And, you know, they'll vote Republican no matter what. Matter of fact, I saw a documentary on her district. And back in the, what was it, the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
There was an anti-racist bus that showed up in her town, Rome, Georgia. And it was really interesting because it showed the racism there. The people that got off the bus were pelted, attacked. They threw food at them, threw bottles at them, threw jars at them, screamed at them on the street. So her district is very, very racist. And guess what? Guess who's her opponent?
Who?
His name is Marcus Flowers. He's a veteran. And he's a black man.
Yes.
So she may win again, just for that reason, because they're so fucking racist that they won't vote for the black man.
Yeah, that sounds like the Republican Party.
Yep. So, what else do we need to talk about? Are we about done?
What about Elon Musk? We got to bring that up.
Oh, that just happened. Okay, it's Friday now. But Thursday evening, last night, about Well, I don't know. What time is it? About almost 2. Probably about 8, 9 hours ago, Elon Musk finalized the deal in buying Twitter. So Elon Musk has bought Twitter. You know, just another entitled little rich boy in a man's body who thinks his shit doesn't stink has bought Twitter. He immediately fired the top 4 officials at Twitter.
What? Why did he fire them?
Yep.
Did he say?
Because I no, but I mean it's kind of obvious. They are censoring people like this gal we were talking about earlier, Lara Logan, and they're censoring people who speak out against the COVID vaccinations, and they've been censoring people who speak out in support of the insurrection and overthrowing the government, and they ban these people. I mean, I got banned for calling MTG a name, but I did it for a good reason, not for a bad reason. I got banned for a good reason.
We're proud of you for that reason, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I can still go to Twitter accounts on Google and find out all kinds of information. That's what I do. And I decided, you know, forever. My account is banned forever.
You are?
Yes. It's permanently
now,
banned.
Now, could you create a different Twitter account and go that way?
Well, only if I were to, like, get a new phone, because this is a deal. Twitter, if you try to create a new, and they tell you this when you get banned, if you try to create a new account, it will get banned also. So what they do is they recognize your IP address.
So what if you went through something like hidemyass.com, because that's actually a server that will give a fake IP address when you go through it. It pops up. So it generates a fake IP address.
Really?
I wonder if you went through that server. It's called hidemyass.com.
Well, I have a friend that was on Twitter, and I found him on Facebook and friended him on Facebook, and he got banned too. He's an older guy. He's actually a very intelligent. He was an accountant, and he got a new account on Twitter, and I need to message him on Facebook and find out how he got a new account, because he got a new account on Twitter before I got banned. So he found me and followed me, or I found him and followed him or something. I can't remember. But you know what kills me is that when you start on Twitter, what you say, that's when people will follow you. I had almost 3,000 followers that I've lost and would have to start all over again. People that looked for my post, my tweets, and followed them. So I would have to start all over again. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, I'm sure it is.
So I've almost come to the point where I don't care that I can't comment back. So occasionally, there'll be something that I'd like to comment back on. But I guess still get on there on Google and find out all kinds of the newest information. And, like, that's how I share it with you, is, you know. You can get on Google and find accounts. That's how you're able to pull up you're pulling, when I send you something from Twitter, you're actually pulling it up through Google. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I've gotten to a point where it almost doesn't matter as long as I can find out the information in the news.
Yeah. And that's what makes it nice, though. You know, that you can at least come in there and jump in there and help, you know, give information. Thank God for that, Paula.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't know what to
do
without
sure
that.
I've got 2 pages. I have a notebook I keep information in. And I have, it's a school notebook. And I've gone through and have 2 pages of people I can go look up on Google. I'll just put their name in Twitter, and it'll pop up.
Oh, that's
and
actually pretty good.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't have to say, because people are basically the same thing that I would be saying. So, you know, I don't need to repeat what other people are saying already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
So as long as I can. But Twitter is actually, I'll be honest with you, Twitter is more current and in the know and newsworthy than Facebook is.
Yeah. Because Facebook likes to hide shit.
Right. You know what I found out with Facebook?
What's that?
This is weird. I've been noticing it lately. Is that I can make a comment on, like, the GOP page or Marjorie Taylor Greene's page or Tom Cotton's page or Sarah Huckabee Sanders' page, and few people will come back and like it or argue with me. Sometimes the trolls will argue with me, but it's like I think whoever's involved that run their media pages, like Tom Cotton's media people, they have people that run their pages on Twitter and Facebook and TikTok, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like their media people are muting my comments. I get the feeling my comments are being muted on Facebook.
They probably are. They probably are. I would not put it past them to block it.
Right. It's like,
get the fuck off me, man.
I feel almost invisible sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh man, that's not a good follow.
I know. God forbid. Oh, they're at it again.
Yeah, they sound like Chinese
anyway,
people.
So anyway, Elon Musk has bought Twitter, and he may bring Donald Trump back to Twitter.
Go ahead.
He Did you hear that?
No, I did not, because I heard dogs in my ear.
Okay. I said, so Elon Musk has bought Twitter. Elon Musk has bought Twitter. So there is a possibility that he is going to allow Donald Trump back on Twitter.
Really?
Yep.
So he may unblock you, you mean?
No, not me. Donald Trump.
Oh,
Donald
no.
Trump.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no. We can't have that motherfucker
yeah.
on there. Kids can't do it.
Right.
No, no, no.
Yeah, so I've seen people saying that they'll leave if Trump is allowed back on. Not only that, but there was a rumor that he's going to start charging for Twitter. Now, this is the thing. With these,
what?
Yeah. This is the thing with Twitter and Facebook and TikTok. They get paid by their advertisers. That their advertisers, you know, you see all the ads on Facebook and on Twitter. These people pay to be on these platforms. So they make tons of money off these companies that advertise. So why would you charge for your platform when you're already making tons of money off your advertisers? But I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past him.
Get the fuck out of there. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, so Donald
and
Trump...
Honestly,
okay.
No, I wouldn't. You're right. I would not ever imagine that this would ever change in any way for him. But, you know, if Donald Trump is... Donald Trump has taken over pretty much every platform of social media anyway. So he's going through a whole process here, and all these supporters are just supporting everything he does.
Right.
I mean,
right,
supporting
right,
his
exactly.
Bullshit.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that I don't know if anybody knows this, but, you know, his own website, Truth Social, is on the verge of bankruptcy already.
Oh, really?
What? Yes. Oh, my God.
These two, I tell you, man, if you dealt with what we have to deal with two idiot dogs here, this is what we hear until 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Don't you guys? You guys can't learn to shut the hell up. You just got to keep on going. You get on mommy and daddy's nerves. You're as bad as Donald Trump himself.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know,
so,
one other thing we forgot to, I was going to say we need to cover, forgot to cover for a second is, did you see what I was talking about earlier in the show when I first came on? Did you see... or did you hear about or watch the debate with Dr. Oz?
Yes. I watched it live.
Okay, and did you see the followers of Donald Trump, MAGA, was ridiculing that guy because they were saying that he was fumbling for his words, and they were making fun of him, and
yes.
he had suffered
yes.
a stroke,
yes.
but they ridiculed him and treated him like a piece of shit with knowing that he's had a stroke.
I watched it live on Facebook, and people on the live were making such cruel, awful, disgusting comments. I could not believe it. This is the thing about stroke patients. My mother was a stroke patient. My neighbor is a stroke survivor. People are affected in many different ways by a stroke.
Yeah.
When I watched it, an example, my neighbor is about, 8 or 9 years younger than me, and she was in the hospital for, in nursing home for like 2 to 3 months in recovery. She has completely recovered, except that her hands are crippled. Her fingers are gnarled up because of the stroke. Other than that, she is perfectly fine. She is the one that helps me get my mail, bring my groceries in, take my trash out, and she walks and talks perfectly. Just her hands are affected. So it took her about a year, but she recovered from it. Okay?
Okay.
This is the thing while I was watching the debate between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. I realized that Dr. Oz was talking like he did on his TV show, a mile a minute, like he was on speed. Okay? I realized that John Fetterman, his mind was perfect. He knew what he wanted to say. But his mouth wasn't working. But his mouth wasn't communicating with his brain. And I realized that he knew what he wanted to say. It just wouldn't come out of his mouth. And that's the same way with Joe Biden as a stutterer. And by the way, I Googled it. I looked it up. Having a stutter is a disability. The brain works just fine, except that it doesn't communicate with the mouth very well. So, you know, there's still John Fetterman still has some healing to do in order for his mouth to work better. But don't tell me that he cannot do the job. And I don't know if you saw the meme that I shared, but it said, I don't care if, let me see if I can find it. I don't care if, there it is. I don't care if Fetterman has to communicate by blinking his eyes in Morse code. He's still preferable to us.
Oh, my God. I like that.
You see it? I just sent it to you. I don't care if Fetterman has to communicate by blinking his eyes in Morse code. He's still preferable to us.
Hell yeah. I think Dr. Oz just needs to go back to being a doctor and not worry about being a politician.
Yeah. You know.
Let's
look at it this way. Reagan was an actor. You know, the Republicans loved him. But he actually screwed the country.
Yeah, he did.
Like Trump, he cut taxes for the rich and put more taxes on the poor.
Yep.
This trickle down economy, we're still recovering from trickle-down, Reagan trickle-down economy. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Donald Trump. Donald Trump. A celebrity, actor, game show host. Really? As president? And look where we are because of him. Okay, Dr. Oz is a celebrity doctor.
Yes, he is. He is nothing but a celebrity doctor. That's all he is. Just like Donald Trump and the rest of them.
Right. They've all screwed us.
Fuck yeah. Don't put a politician that. And did you know, it was funny because you talked about this, but did you know that, so the Republicans are now talking about that if they win the midterms, that on day one, what their objective is to shut down the government and shut it down long enough so they can actually cut Social Security. So they can pull it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I put this on my feed last night. I don't know if you read it. But do you know how stupid this is? Because I'm on Social Security. I live on Social Security. If I lose my Social Security, I lose my home. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my utilities. I can't buy food. I can't put gas in my car. I can't buy car insurance. And I can't shop.
Nope.
Okay. So, okay. Not only is it cruel to seniors and make us homeless and possibly die because we can't afford our medication, but this is something I don't think Republicans consider, and it's really, really important to think about. Because seniors are one of the largest populations in the country, because we spend so much money, the American economy will tank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it will. And it'll be bad.
If we can't spend our money, if we can't pay our rent, our utilities, shop, the gas in our cars, and spend that money, put that money out there, the economy will tank. It will destroy.
And also, Paula, when they shut down the government, it's going to take away federal jobs for a while they keep it shut down, because people can't work, because they're not going to pay them. So there's going to be a lot of job losses.
They either have not thought this through, or they don't care, or both.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they haven't thought it through, or and they don't care, because these people are obviously that fucked up.
I mean, it will destroy.
How ruthless can they be, Paula?
It's hard to imagine how ruthless they can be.
And I don't understand why people that are Republicans and people that are on Social Security who are Republicans that support these people want to give them more time, devote them into the midterms, to give them a chance to do all this shit and take away everything they have. Because they think in their minds, Paula, they think that the Democrats and everybody else is lying to them, and that that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That even though they're coming out and talking about it to the public, that it's fake news and it's not going to happen. That's what they believe.
I've heard this. This has been thrown at me because I have put it on the GOP website. I put it on Tom Cotton's, or not the website, the page. I put it on Tom Cotton's page. I put it on the Fox page. And the trolls and the maggots keep coming back at me. Oh, they've been threatening that for years. It's never happened, and it's not going to happen. And, you know, and it's like, I also have another meme. Meme says, they said they wouldn't overturn Roe, and they did.
Oh, yeah, right away.
So, I mean, you know, so if they can say they're not going to overturn Roe and do it anyway, they can do the same thing with Social Security and Medicare. They will fucking...
And they will.
They will fucking... They will fucking flat out. I'm telling you. We are like, somebody told me, put on that post down at the bottom of my post. Somebody said that, you know, I'm a baby boomer. We, until a few years ago, we were the largest population in the country. I think we're like the second largest population in the country now.
Oh, yeah.
You take our income away from us. You take our money away from us. Cannot spend and put into the stores and the companies and buy the gas and pay the electric company. And it will absolutely destroy America. Because our population is so large that it will absolutely destroy the economy in this country if they take it away.
Oh, yeah.
That money will no longer be available to spend. And that's on top of being just flat-out evil, cruel.
It makes you wonder, man. It really does make you wonder why people support these people. I don't get that. I just don't understand. I mean, even like our friend Tammy, who's on a diabetic, has to take insulin. She pays thousands of dollars a month for her insulin. And we told her about what happened, that they wanted $35 insulin that the Democrats wanted. They put a bill out there, and the Republicans said, fuck you, no. And we told her that. We even showed her the fucking thing, you know, where it shows that they voted for that. And she says that's not true and did not happen. They voted no. She said if they voted no, then they voted for a good cause that Democrats were going to try to fuck people over. That's not – it was plain and simple. It was going to be $35.
Right.
And
now,
she still thinks that they were going to fuck her over.
Now, this is the thing, and let me say this out loud while we're talking about Social Security. Did you know that me and everyone on Social Security, Joe Biden and the Democrats are giving us a raise on Social Security in January?
Yeah, see?
It's like an
8%. It should be.
Yeah. It's like an
8%
raise.
You know what? And our friend's on Social Security as well. So when she gets her raise on her Social Security, I wonder if she's going to thank the Democrats, or is she going to automatically assume that the Republicans did that for her? Because that's probably what she's going
to
think.
You need to rub that in her face when it comes
out. Yeah, because I'm going to be like, so did you take the increase on the Social Security? You got to thank Joe Biden for that. You got to thank the Democrats, you know, because they rubbed it.
I got
it rubbed in my face when when COVID was going on. Do you remember when Trump did a stimulus, and everybody took the money? Well, all these Republicans were going, you know, people that are around us, our family, Tammy and them. They called us up right away. They said, "Hey, Jer, did you take that stimulus? I guess you will take that stimulus." And did you think Donald Trump?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet you didn't. I bet you're feeling good now that you didn't vote for him. You know, shit like that. I had to hear that stuff.
Well, if you'll recall, Trump gave two stimulus, okay? The second one was supposed to be for $1,200, okay? While Trump was in office, that second one, he only sent $400 of that $1,200. You know who finished the rest of it?
Yeah, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden.
Exactly. Joe Biden finished.
I remember that.
What Trump couldn't finish.
Yep.
That's how I bought my little robot for my cat, which was about almost $400. That's how I bought my on-the-counter ice maker. I put money back into the economy by spending my money wisely for things that were very important that I needed. So.
Well, and then what's funny is even though that you see Joe Biden giving the stimulus, Trump gave a stimulus, right? So what's funny is, I've heard this too, you might have heard this before, but I've heard it from Republican or MAGA people. They'll say, yeah, nobody wants to go back to work anymore. They just want to stay home because the fucking Joe Biden wants to gave them stimuluses. And then did this and increased their unemployment and shit like that. That was all under Donald Trump.
Right. And let me remind everybody, we had a pandemic where the country shut down. And by the way, I got other economy news while we're at it. Okay. This just came out today. 5 times as many jobs have been created under Joe Biden as were created under the last GOP presidents combined, which shows people aren't just lazy and want to live off the government. No, you know, they think everybody wants a free ride. Well, that's not true. The people, you know, I'm a senior and I'm disabled and I can't work anymore. But,
oh yeah,
you know, 10 years ago, I was scrambling for a job. Or when was it? When George Bush was in office. George W. Bush. Everybody was scrambling for work during the recession.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know.
That was a recession. Yes.
Yeah. People want to work. They don't want a free ride. I mean, yes, there is the occasional person out there that is like that. But in general, the majority of the American public wants to have a job to go to and feel like a viable human being instead of living off the government.
Right.
So all a stimulus payment does are all, you know, it's not just a free handout. It's help. It's help to survive.
Oh, yeah.
Know.
Exactly, and that's the thing about it, right? It's supposed to help the economy. That's why it's called a stimulus.
Exactly. What does stimulus mean, you dumbasses out there? It's a kick in the backside. Let's get this going. Let's make it happen. Okay. stimulus.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's funny. A lot of the mega people I ever talk to, they think that here's what I hear the most. And I don't know if you've ever heard this. They think, and so in their brains, they think that the people who are taking, who's on welfare, that are taking, you know, Obama phones and shit like that, that they are black people in black communities that's doing it. They think that it's the fucking immigrants that come across the border, come in and get free everything, and the government pays them basically to come across the border. That's what they think.
Right.
That's how fucked up they think.
Yeah. Okay, granted, when they come into the country, they do get help from the government. What are, you know, how cruel do you have to be to think somebody's coming into the country and you are not supposed to be like Jesus and put out a helping hand?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. It's mind-boggling. These people are mind-boggling. It's cruelty. I repeat this on some
Canada, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you know, like on Tom Cotton, what else is it that I learned today? Oh, okay, another thing. Okay. The gross domestic product, the GDP, in the United States expanded 2.60% in the third quarter of 2022 over the previous quarter. In other words, the economy, you know, a quarter. Think about a quarter of a year. Every 3 months is a quarter of the year. So, let me check for February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. The third quarter would have ended September last month in September. Okay? We increased our economy by 2.6% in the third quarter, and yet Republicans like Tom Cotton, my senator, are lying, still lying, and saying that inflation is Joe Biden's fault.
Oh, yeah. Still
doing it. When the economy is actually still getting better after a pandemic, you know, these idiots seem to think that, you know, within 24 hours after Biden become president, he's supposed to completely renovate the economy and make it better. Folks, that's not how it happens. It took Obama 8 years to prove the economy after George W. Bush run it, the Republican president. I mean, are you there? I think I lost you.
No, I mean, I'm right here. I was just listening.
Okay. You know, this is a big country. There are, you know, almost 20 million people or 20 billion people in this country. Do you seriously think the economy can be fixed for that many people and for a country this size overnight? Are you got to be fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
It's amazing. It really is how fucked up everybody's got. Hey, we got problems like our people here, Jim Jordan, who's running. You know, Jim Jordan, who is the biggest fucking idiot. I don't see, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I truly hope, and I really hope, and I pray to God on this, but I believe that a lot of these Republicans are going to have issues due to the fact that they are trying to ban abortions. I think this is a key factor that's going to cause a lot of problems for the Republicans. I truly believe that. Because women are getting upset about that shit.
Yeah. It's going to be a contributing factor in the midterms because, you know, after the Kansas vote a couple of months ago, which is a very Republican state, very red state, and they voted for abortion, all of a sudden all these Republicans
that work
who had
seven.
Huh?
I was talking to Jen, sorry. I was listening and talking to her.
Okay. Okay. So after the Kansas vote for abortion, all these Republicans that had on their websites that they were anti-abortion all of a sudden started scrubbing their websites of that. They started taking it off their website. But, okay, so just because they took it off their website, do you think they changed their mind?
Exactly. they never change it. Because they're very good at lying, and they like to lie a lot, and they like to tell people one thing and then do another thing. That's what they do. For example, Dr. Oz, a perfect example. This man comes out and says that he's pro-choice, basically, because he believes this should be between doctors, the women, and the states. But this guy is obviously, he's going to support whatever the other MAGA people are going to do. And they want full-blown a ban on abortions federally. That's what they want.
Right. He actually said, he said, a woman seeking an abortion should seek counsel from her doctor and her political leader.
Yeah, fuck that.
Her political leader. Her political leader. Okay, so is there standing room in the exam room while you're naked having your tush examined for the city council or your local congressperson? God,
yeah.
How ignorant. What is...
Does that not sound like some kind of control like Russia and all these other countries where they control that shit?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. I think the Republicans want to be fucking, they want to be communist. They want this to be a communist country.
Exactly. Communism
I believe
is
that.
Fascism. Communism is fascism. Communism is fascism.
Donald Trump was out there preaching that we are there's Antifa, that everybody's Antifa. Well, yeah, you're Antifa because you're against fascism, and that's what they're trying to promote is fascism.
He made
it sound like that it was a big thing, that Antifa was some kind of group that nobody knew what the hell that really meant. They just heard, oh, Antifa, oh, fuck. That's like saying the fucking flag. That's like saying that the toilet's going to come get you,
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, it's exactly the same concept.
I'm Antifa and I'm proud of it. My dad was a World War II veteran. My dad, granted, he was Coast Guard. He was on a ship guarding the coast, California. This is back during World War II when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, okay? After they attacked Pearl Harbor. So this was when I've had people make fun of my dad for being Coast Guard. Okay? It is a different version of the Navy. That was an important job during a war, a world war. And they made fun of my dad for that. But the thing is that yeah. my dad was a war, he was still a World War II veteran no matter what.
Yes, exactly.
Because he was fighting against fascism and communism. And I will gladly pick my dad as an Antifa member.
Hell yeah.
Over the fucking lies that they tell about it.
Amen, man. Exactly. That was perfectly said. That's exactly what it is. So, Paula, we're actually out of time. We are at the end of the show, and I figured maybe we could close up the show. We'll discuss a lot more of this and more next on Sunday. So join us at our 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our regular time that we do the show. So I'll let Paula close up the show. Go for it, girl.
Okay. Thank you for everybody for listening. Thank you for your emails and your time. And I always say this, is that I thank you, even you negative maggots, for listening in and writing in, because it gives us an opportunity to straighten out your bullshit lies and your conspiracy theories. So thank you for that. You guys have a great weekend. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. Good night, everybody.
Perfectly said, Ms. Paula. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us once again. Join us this Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, Monday is Halloween, so get ready for Halloween. It is on the Monday, spooky time, right? All right, everybody, have a good night. We'll see you again Sunday, 11 p.m. Have a good night.
Grandma fought in World War II. He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I bored my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my shit don't feel so grand, but I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens. This real life study smithereens. Just let me play my violin for you, 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 you. Violence. really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease, like finishing this melody. This feels like a necessity, so this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the symphonies and take a shot at anything. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So
Georgia, write me a poem about you. In my arms, let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did. Or you to say I would never fall.
Don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.